tuning in to Rosie on the House, where the topic of the day is home security, but we're not missing the opportunity to share a little information about the history of this great country, the Declaration of Independence, and the event revolving around this holiday, the 4th of July. I'd like to mention before we get started that after not being in the home remodeling business for about 13 years, that we have dove back into the industry with Rosie on the House Remodeling. We are on a very limited basis taking applications from folks who would like to have us look at their remodeling project. And you know what? Me and Stan, the man, that are kind of pulling this off, we like to do the ones that maybe the other folks are scared of. If you've gotten quotes and had people out to your house, you weren't confident they truly understood what you were trying to get done or what problem you were trying to fix, give us the challenge. Give us a ring at Rosie on the House, and let's see if Rosie on the House Remodeling can't take care of that for you. I'd also like to encourage you, wherever you are, and that's we're only going to be operating very close to the office in a kind of very small area right now as we get the company launched slowly and absolutely correctly. But know this, no matter what you want done around your house, at Rosie on the House, we have a statewide referral network directory. Recently, in the last 7-8 months, we've launched what we call the Casa Grande Connection. Gosh, man, for years we would get Arizona homeowners calling from Maricopa or from Eloy and Florence and Casa Grande, and they'd say, Rosie, none of your contractors up in the Phoenix metro area will come down to us, and none of your registered contractors down in Tucson will come up to us. We're kind of like in no man's land. How can you help us? So we spent about a year and a half researching contractors and found a group of folks that we could put our name and certification on in that area. You need a good electrician. You need a good plumber, Brutinell's. You need a good air conditioning contractor, Desert Sun. You need a good painter, Cooper Painting. And, I mean, these are all companies that have been down there for a long, long time.
That was the big key in it, because one of the things that really drove it was that big subdivision. I mean, if you've ever driven Phoenix to Tucson and never gotten off or never did anything but, like, hit the in and out right there, you really haven't seen Casa Grande. I mean, it goes a couple miles to the west. And, I mean, it's got a beautiful downtown park and a nice courthouse. I mean, it surprised me the first time I pulled off 7 or 8 years ago. I thought, there's a lot more here.
It's the third most populous county in the state.
Wow.
And you don't see hardly any of it from the major streets and highways at all. And we don't stop at In-N-Out anymore. We stop at Culver's.
Culver's. That's what I was trying to think of. But I don't even think there's an In-N-Out there.
Ever since the owner there busted my chops.
But it was all that new subdivision,
Oh, it was dozens of them through the 90s. And the first
they're all starting to need a lot of maintenance now, and we didn't want to, build a referral network down there. It was people that had just moved there. So finding the local guys that had been there for a long time was one of the things that took a long time, and we're very proud of what they've accomplished down there.
We've got swimming pool contractor, Presidential Pools will get down there. They're actually operating in Tucson and Phoenix and Casa Grande as well, and they're the largest pool builder in the state, right there, nip and tuck, and you hardly ever even hear or see of them. I mean, all of their business is repeat and referral work just because, they do such a great job. So those of you down in that area looking for a swimming pool contractor, look up Presidential Pools. They serve your neighborhood. CYC Landscaping comes out of the Mason Gilbert area.
Say they're in Gilbert. But they're not far anyway.
But they'll go down and they're servicing that
community.
That's
closer to the North Phoenix
for
them.
Lions Roofing is now open in Phoenix and Tucson, services that area. So we got Casa Grande covered. What you do is you just visit our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and go to the area, look up referral network, and click in the area of the state you live in. That could be Green Valley. We actually have Green Valley Cooling and Heating down there. And we've got Tucson covered. We've got the Quad City area covered. Prescott, those of you that own a home in Phoenix and have a second home in Yavapai County or Coconino County, now we have your second home protected with Rosie on the House Contractors. So as you go up there and don't know who to count on or rely on, you've been exposed to the reliable and the credible and the absolute trustworthy nature of all our certified contractors in Phoenix. Now know this. that same standard is available for you in Coconino and Yavapai County. So we're trying to do our best to protect y'all. And like I mentioned at the top of the hour, I'm asked all the time, Rosie, how can we repay you? We appreciate what you do for us. Just make sure your friends, your family, and your neighbors know about us so that we can protect them as well. Topic of the day is home security. Let me talk a little bit about, we've talked about the front door, and that is the primary point of entry. How do you think they get in the front door?
They probably just kick it.
You don't think they use a pick like in all the detective movies and all that, and they get in there?
You know, if somebody's that good, they're doing something probably a little bit more than just an average house. Bank,
Romy,
business front.
You're exactly correct. They simply just kick the door in. And it isn't a failure of the lock, and it isn't a failure of the door. It is a failure of the door jamb. If I can just ask y'all to envision this with me for a few minutes. As you open your door, look at the jamb that the deadbolt goes into. Look at the jamb where the doorknob slips its barrel into. You're going to see a plate or maybe a couple plates, and they're all going to have fairly big holes drilled into the jamb. That's for the deadbolt to go into. That's for the lock set passage barrel to go into. And on top and bottom of each one of those big holes is going to be a little bitty hole where you put your screws to mount the cover plate in. All those holes are lined up exactly in line. If the trim carpenter was doing a good job, they should be perfectly in line. Well, all those holes perfectly in line on a wood member creates a perfect weak link. So as you apply pressure, a kick or a strike onto the deadbolt or on the lock set of the front door, the back side of the jamb literally splits away. Many of you, we give this presentation to many homeowners associations, many Kiwanis Club, many neighborhood block watch programs, and many of you say that's exactly how they gained access. They simply kicked the front door in, the jamb's busted to shreds, the deadbolt's still locked, the doorknob's still locked, and they gained access. So what you have to do, if you're in a newer house, what we've learned to do in the last 4 or 5 or 6 years, is when we order that front door, we actually put a steel plate on the back side of the jamb, kick-resistant jamb. You're going to want one of those. If your home is older than that, then what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take the casing off of the inside of the house, drill into the jamb, and countersink a 4-inch screw that goes the entire width of the jamb. That creates a kick-proof jamb. Okay, so there's just a couple tips on securing that front door, and I want to talk a little bit about another very popular point of entry later after we get to some callers, is the sliding doors and window. Very, very easy access to get in.
We've talked about landscape design for security. We've talked about the front door. We've talked about some basic time of day. Larry wants to know about electronics as it relates to home security. Good morning, Larry.
Very good.
Yeah, good morning, Rosie. Just have some questions for you here.
I get to ask one first.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you been listening?
Yes, I have.
We're asking questions.
By the way, I knew that Francis Scott Key wrote it in the War of 1812.
All right, well, then I don't need to repeat that question, but this question
is actually the Battle of Fort McHenry. We never mentioned that. Was that the one?
Romy, that's the answer to the next question.
Oh, sorry. Well, you never got to it.
What fort were the British bombarding that Scott observed in writing the Star-Spangled Banner?
Well, I guess maybe Fort McHenry.
That's exactly right.
Ding.
Now, where?
Sorry, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay, that's all right. Now, where was Scott during this bombarding?
That I don't know.
Do you want to save it?
No, go ahead.
We can save it. He was a captive. He was imprisoned on the ship.
He was
watching it from the ship's prison window.
That's right. Okay. Here's another tough one, Larry. If you get it, you'll get a Rosie on House gift bag. When was Francis Scott Key's song officially accepted as the national anthem?
Ooh.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, it sure is. I thought I saw 1836, but I don't think that's right.
You know what? It was 1931, 117 years after it was written.
Wow. You know, if you ever take those lyrics, you know, everyone should have them memorized, but to go and read the entire original poem standing at Fort McHenry and just realizing how small of a space, and imagine just the bombardment of shells from the British Navy just landing all around. I mean, what those guys went through that day.
Yeah. Jennifer and I were there at the fort just about a month ago. It was very, very interesting.
Very sober.
All right, enough of that, Larry. Now you have a question. Let's find out how we can help you around your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Okay, well, we're interested in getting a security system for the house, and we've had a few break-ins here in the neighborhood over the last few months. And I've been talking to some of the security system guys, and they talk about you need window sensors, you need door sensors, you need motion sensors inside, that type of thing. And we're kind of looking at a wireless system, of course. I don't want to run wires through the wall and everything, and there seems like there's some pretty good ones. But one of the things my wife wants is we not only want to have the system on when we're gone, but we would also like to have it on at night when we're in the house. And I've had guys say, well, you need motion sensors. Well, I can tell what's going to happen there is that the we'll get up in the middle of the night, walk through, and wake the whole doggone neighborhood up.
And, or the alley cat's going to keep everyone away.
Yeah, the dogs. And I just wonder, is there any systems out there that where you could go and selectively turn off some of the devices during the night? Or would I just go with door and window sensors? Or what would be the recommendation there?
You know what, Larry? They can customize an electronic system to make it as flexible as you and your wife need it, as being able to de-arm the hall to get down to the kitchen for that glass of water in the middle of the night, or to get into the restroom in the middle of the night. All of that can be finely tuned. You mentioned you'd already had a couple contractors out to kind of coach you through it. I can tell you that I would encourage you to call Select Security. They are our Rosie certified security contractor and have been for about 7 years. Dave does a great job. He can talk to you on the phone. Of course, he'd want to come out and see your house as well. He does a lot of work in the Tucson, Casa Grande area. As a matter of fact, he's actually recognized as such an expert. He's actually on a lot of TV documentaries. He actually travels the country quite a bit on security issues. Jen, you got Select Security's number?
Yeah, it's 520-836-0076.
And Larry,
I got it.
He can fine-tune it as to whatever level you want. As a matter of fact, they've even gotten it to the point where you can control so much of it from your smartphone.